means.
Now, Corbett, you missed the story. I told Mike off the air, but Donovan told on the air earlier that Kid passed out in his room, yeah. Also got up and aimed for the toilet and hit a lot of it, but some of it didn't, and Donovan cleaned that up with a towel. Anyway, we expected him here a couple hours ago. He hasn't shown up. Let's try giving him a call just to see where he's
something
at.
Something about him tells me he's not real good with schedules and stuff.
Let's call Kid from Kid and Play.
Man, what a legend, though.
Who can't be asleep because he slept.
He slept a long
time. 10 and a half
hours.
I'll bet he can, too.
Dude, that guy, you have no idea.
This is his callback music.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Hey, we're calling for Kid, please.
Yo.
Kid from Kid and Computer.
Yo.
Kid, we're calling you on the air.
I know. I'm online picking up my pass.
You're in line right now.
You're picking up your pass now?
Yeah.
It's perfect timing.
I'm...
How you feeling, bro?
Are you okay?
I'm ripped, bro.
That was...
We heard you had quite a night.
Let me tell you something, man. I know you don't remember this moment, though, but there was the thought in my head of, we are getting ready to have to take Kid to the Glendale emergency room because he's going to fall and knock all his teeth out.
Oh, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought this was a joke.
You face planted. You almost did it. You almost hit a damn pool table, and that's when the party ended. We're like, we got to get him home.
That's
really?
That's how Tiger lost his teeth, Kid. You got to be
it's
more
true.
Careful.
It's true.
They played one of his songs in the bar while we were there, and you rapped the stanza too.
Well, he looked at those dudes who played it, the fans that were playing his music, and I'm sitting there talking to him, and he notices his song's on. He kind of turns head, looks at the jukebox, and he looks at those dudes, and he goes, "You got to be effing kidding me."
Sorry, hold on. Kid's on his way down. Let's just have him on next.
Okay.
All right, you're here, right?
Yeah, Donovan, did you say stanza?
Or commonly known as a verse, whatever.
Did I say what?
Yo, what's wrong with a stanza?
Gay.
Oh, yeah, a stanza. A two, come on.
It's a little,
I'm old school.
It's a little hymn lingo. Don't you use hymn lingo?
All right.
Who do you think you are, Corby? All right, I'm on my way.
All right, see you in a minute. We'll do it.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Bob's a badass.
He is.
That is pretty awesome.
Nick's got a lot of greatness going on.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
I support Nick.
It's 2:58.
Unlike Bob.
Kid has 2 minutes to make it during our show. With all the trouble of flying him in and day pass.
Wasn't any trouble.
No. I don't, at least not for me.
Now, let's Donovan went through a little trouble.
All right, Mino.
Thank you, Bob. Cole Owens' son brings you my leader and good dude. It's the great Dan McDowell.
Thank you, Mino. Let's now, during this segment, although they've appeared on our show many times. In fact, mark that down, Jake. The Hardline's appearance on our show was last segment, right? Anyway, it's the Hardline.
Awesome.
Mike Reiner, Corby Davidson.
Mike Reiner.
Corby Davidson.
The tickets, Corby Davidson.
Both. Smitty and Ryan.
I don't know where Mike went.
You're going to see Mike really struggling today. I've not seen him in this shape in quite some time.
From drinking?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dude, Mike disappeared from that bar last night for about 15 minutes, would you say?
At the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think
we thought he got killed in the bathroom.
I went to the bathroom. He's not in the bathroom. I had no idea where he was.
Do you think he had to boot and rally?
Like he puked in the
boot and
house plant sitting in the corner?
Did you get to polish off some empties?
Gross.
Well, today, let's do a little suck here. We have...
All my drinking knowledge is from Andy Bernard in the office.
Today is Wednesday, January 28th. 337 days are left in 2015.
Boo.
This really? Is the very day in 1986 when the Space Shuttle Challenger...
Ooh, I know the end! So they go up, they fly around, the teacher's doing bits up there.
Dipping dots.
Yeah, they're Velcro to the side of the spaceship, laughing and having a good time, and making margaritas, and then they land on a giant pillow, and they all come out, and they sing Oklahoma.
Actually, what did happen was they took off, and we at my high school were all gathered around TVs because the teacher on board, first teacher ever in space, theoretically, if they had made it that far,
right?
She was from Ohio, and I don't know, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, in my school. I don't know if you guys had stopped down and were actually watching it in school, but we were all watching it.
No, we weren't.
Live, as 73 seconds after takeoff, it exploded.
Oh.
Killing all seven crew members, including school teacher Krista McAuliffe. Here.
Why did she get all the pub, by the way?
She was the first school teacher ever in space.
Yeah, I know, but still, like the other astronauts, who were they? I wish I knew their names.
They were not important.
No, just because she taught school?
She was a teacher.
Big deal.
Did she go up there to
now,
teach some of the moon people?
Ladies and gentlemen.
The moon people.
Some stuff.
Let us welcome Ty Walker
hey,
to the show.
Guys. Hey, thanks,
Ty.
Guys.
Hey, Ty. Well,
did you have anything you wanted to add?
You know what? I just found out that NASA has a new space drink.
Uh-huh.
NASA has a new space drink?
Yes. It's called Ocean Spray. It was their second choice because they couldn't get 7-Up. Oh!
Bam!
Did you know that Krista McAuliffe had blue eyes?
Here oh, really?
One blue left and one blue right.
Bam!
Thank you.
You know,
thank you.
This was a sad day for America, and I don't like that you're making light of it.
Do you know what Krista McAuliffe's last
horrible.
Words were?
No.
What does this button do?
This guy's on fire.
Thank you. Thank
whoa,
you.
Whoa, whoa. Pun intended. Oh, yeah.
Jake adding it.
Jake, boom.
You know what Krista McAuliffe's last words were to her husband?
What?
You feed the kids, I'll feed the fish.
Boy, you are really enjoying
thank
this,
you,
right?
Thank you.
I've heard him so many times, I still laugh.
Thank you. Back to you, Dan.
Hey, there he is.
You made it.
That's
yes.
it, gentlemen.
Just in time for the hard line.
I'll see you
joining
next
us on headset.
See you next
all
year.
4 hours.
He is, look at this, showered. He's wearing a clean outfit.
Oh, 305.
A day pass, which has his real name on it.
Yeah, you got it right today, guys. Thanks a lot.
It is Kid
Accumulus
from Kid and Play.
What's up? Bouncing back from the Mickey Kid face plant in the building.
Mm.
Did I really face plant?
You did.
Word?
Yeah. You did.
It was pretty awesome. Impressive.
Actually, late last night, I got a text. And I was watching the 60s, actually.
Oh, where are you now?
I said, oh,
your favorite decade, right? How educated.
So I'm watching and I see this text. It's from Corby. And look what it's after. His last text he sent me was, look what he found in his garage. An old Coke can, which is crunched where you can, it's a homemade bong.
Some holes poked in there?
Yeah, I sent Dan that like a year ago when I was cleaning my garage out.
How desperate.
A year. It was a couple weeks.
Sorry.
He texted me last night, but this is Corby humor. It says, hey, for real, can kids stay with you?
Really?
And I'm like, okay, first of all, I saw the hotel he was at. We are at a Cumulus Hotel.
Right.
Okay? It's not the worst we've ever been at, but it's somewhere you might not take your family to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm at
they
the West.
Kept it obvious.
You're at a very nice hotel,
just a
and I'm like,
of blocks away, baby.
All right, there's no way, kid.
Membership has its
would want to sleep here. That's number one. Number two, if kid did want to crash somewhere, I'm in a single room with a bed. There's no big area like you guys have. Two rooms and a middle area, and that's just a joke, though. Corby's doing this bit. I'm not even responding to Corby. You didn't remember sending this, did you?
No, I do.
Okay,
it was at 11 o'clock, and no, the next one that I almost sent. Then I stopped typing what it says on here. He's so effed up, it's hilarious.
Like, it really wouldn't have bothered me at all because he would have been totally
maybe
passed out.
Yeah.
Maybe the assumption was you had gotten your own hotel room and you were staying at, like, the best hotel in the city, so.
Yeah.
Is that your usual MO?
It was not the best hotel in the city.
No, I was. So where did I end up? In the black guy's room, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
You and did. You're lucky because you've picked the nicest guy at the ticket to have to hold your hand, because I don't think I would have given you my bed. I'm positive if there was a couch and a bed and kids passed out, I'd have laid them on the couch.
Right. Maybe coffee table.
But then, whatever.
Stand up.
Bathtub.
Lean them against the refrigerator.
Maybe I could get your kidney, or what do people steal when they?
Yeah, kidneys.
Yeah.
No, Donovan knows what's up, man. You know.
He was very kind to
Donovan,
you, I think.
Yeah, Donovan. He knows. We're in the same union.
He said he helped you to the bathroom. He held your hair. Bro, he stroked your back.
He's supposed to bubble wrap me.
And you need bubble wrap. Let me tell you. You needed two coats.
Isn't that really a Bloonian?
Let me tell you. You're right. No, Donovan knows he can't. Nothing can happen to a kid from Kid and Play if he has anything to do with it.
Not on my watch.
Yeah, right.
I can't imagine liability issues if something happens to Kid.
I tell people that. I was like, when they driving crazy, I said, look, don't crash and kill Kid from Kid and Play. Nobody's gonna come to your funeral.
Right.
Who you killing next week? The Easter Bunny?
Nah, no. You would definitely lead the news story. We would just be other people in the car at the time.
Yep.
You know what? It was a great. I had a good time.
What'd you think of the media party?
You know what? I mean, honestly, I keep it real. I mean, I love you guys. You guys are cool, but you know, there's a lot of corny. That was like corny. That was corny night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, God, dude, you're in the middle of the biggest media dork fest in the world.
Yeah, and then, you know what I mean. And it was great people watching. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the
a lot of white guys to watch.
So white. You know?
Did you get a lot of recognition at the media party?
I did actually.
Hacksaw there.
No, he didn't make it.
Yo,
Corby Davidson, the ticket.
What up with the violin broads? They played all freaking night. I was hearing them broads in my sleep, man.
The violin broads.
I was more attracted to them the longer we stared at them.
Yeah. They were very attractive.
I don't know why.
They were hot.
Just kind of what they were doing, the motions and all that.
They were playing that Corby music all night.
It's like your favorite Imagine Dragons song playing, on violin.
Yeah, they were playing like... you know, mystical songs.
Yeah, and, some violin hip hop. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
So your level of fame, Kid, does it mean that you can go out and not really pay for drinks all night on any given night?
You know what? If I was on it like that, you know what I mean? Like if I was like if I didn't have any money, or if I was like a slickster, I probably could.
You could, okay.
Yeah, but I'm that other guy. Yeah, I give, you know what I mean?
You'll buy a round.
I buy rounds.
Robert Allenby.
He certainly bought shots last night. I will tell you that.
Okay.
Yes. We bought shots, right?
Kid pulled out his own money. His
yes,
money
he did.
Clip.
Yeah. He did.
I feel like I had a moment with all you guys individually last night.
Yeah.
I feel that way.
And then
this morning,
and then
again,
you just threw it all away. No, you know what's funny? This morning when y'all drove me back to the hotel, like I was still so high, and I know I was yapping like a mother. I know I was.
I think these guys described this to me. They said they peeked in at you at 7:30 and you were in some form laying on the bed. And they looked in at 10:15 and you had not moved a millimeter. You know how some people toss and turn?
Yeah.
That you were in the exact same form. So you are woken up at 10:20. Bob said at 10:21 you're singing to him. And at 10:25, you're in the car singing to all of us as we're driving to.
Right, right.
It's like you have no.
You ball so hard.
You have just an on switch, which
does this guy know how to party?
Fully
or
powers up, or an off switch, which
microwave. He's instant offense.
It's an amazing.
The microwave.
You're like a cat. A cat can wake up and they're fully awake right away.
Yeah.
Or an animal.
You know, I'm guilty as charged. And guess what? It's only Wednesday, bro.
What? Let me ask you this, too. We were
Grey Wolf in the building.
We were analyzing your extreme energy. You've got a great amount of energy.
Right.
And wondering, you're also a fan of the herb, right?
Totally.
As many are.
I got my vaporizer on me, bro.
Many are coming out of their closet, the herb closet they've been in for years. Yeah. We were wondering.
Bro shot.
Is it possible that... Is it possible that your DNA or your makeup kind of needs pot to pull you back? Like, You know, like, you ever know a hyper guy and you think, they don't need coke. They don't need cocaine or anything, but...
Why, you got some? you holding Bracket Dan? Bracket Dan is holding.
Just the whole...
No, you're saying, do I need weed to just, like, to...
Like that it brings you down a notch or two.
No, not really. I'll be honest with you. The problem I have from time to time is when, if I'm drinking by itself, I'm fine. If I'm smoking by itself, I'm fine.
Okay.
But if I'm drinking and smoking, Tasmania in your mouth, faceplant.
Amen to that.
Sleeping in Donovan's room, bang.
Everything.
Kobe sending texts. Scorpion.
Do you remember? He said you fell off the bed in the middle of the night, and he went and picked you up
lovingly,
and rocked you back to sleep.
I told you,
go to sleep, my baby.
Look, Donovan knows what's up. Okay, he knows
did
nothing.
Did you put the covers on him, or you just
he didn't need any covers.
If anything happened to me on his watch, he can't go to church no more, man.
That's right. Boy, can you imagine you're the guy that killed Kid?
Exactly. No. Exactly.
Will you guys accept me into the white race?
I'm the world's child. Nah, but it was fun. You know, like I said, even though, you know, the media, you know, yeah, kind of corny. Oh, but check it out. What's his name having a party tonight?
So how did you cut out in play from your life?
No, I just saw in play on Saturday.
In play.
I just saw it in play.
Who's playing tonight?
Huh? No, Jay Glazer having a party tonight. You guys want to go?
Whoa. That little roided up.
Hey,
dude.
Corby.
Oh, is he a pal?
Let's make amends. Yeah, he's a buddy of mine. We live in the kind of same neighborhood.
Well,
yeah, he's having a party tonight. Even if you don't like him, it doesn't mean you can't go to his party.
I want to go to his party.
All right. I got you.
All right.
I support Jay Glazer and all his members.
Whoever wants to go.
The party's harder than me.
Yeah, you got me in the party last night, so tonight I'll get you into a cool party. All right. Might be some girls there.
All right.
Yeah, there will probably be more girls at a Jay Glazer party than
at that media party.
Super Bowl media.
The sausage fest that is the media party.
Wait, and the chicks that were there were like Jackie McMullen looking broads. You know? Jackie McMullen-esque. Jackie McMullen-esque.
Dude, did you see Rachel Nichols yesterday, Dan?
Was she there?
No. Oh. I saw John Clayton.
I would hit that.
John Clayton.
No, you would not.
I would hit John Clayton, definitely.
Okay. Rachel Nichols.
John Clayton got their ponytail.
Dude.
Strong?
No.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah.
You think she's all fat stuff.
She has a big butt.
She got a big butt.
That's not good with her butt. I was just looking at her face. It's awful.
And a smile.
Two-face, man.
Poison.
I would rock.
What's a two-face?
Where it looks good from one angle, and then you get it from another angle, and you're like, oh,
you dice.
No, think about the TV media broads that are out there that you would hit.
Yeah.
You know, there's one I would hit.
Done.
Janine Edwards.
A little older,
the one?
Yeah.
She looks like my mom.
Well, that's weird.
Well, that is weird that you would say that.
I swear to God, it is weird. But
what about Josina?
No.
Anderson?
Yeah.
I don't like her face.
I wouldn't hit that.
She
has a very nice body.
How about Linda Cohn?
I would so bone Linda Cohn. I wrote a song years ago. I want to bone Linda Cohn. Yeah. I'm going to give her that. Da da da. Da da da. Da da. I would so hit Linda Cohn. Who else?
That's amazing.
Who's the one? Lindsay Zarniak? I would hit that.
Michelle Bonner?
Michelle Walsh.
What about Michelle Tafoya?
Nah.
Sarah Walsh?
No?
I wouldn't hit that.
All right, well.
How about Sage Steele?
I don't think I'm up.
Three kids in.
You're on.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I would.
Sage Steele, little fan for my taste, but I would.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah.
Who else?
Sarah Walsh?
She runs too much.
How about Hillary Clinton?
No. Who's the... Oh, this is the hottest one. She used to do the show with Doug Gottlieb.
Doug Gottlieb?
Yeah, on the CBS Sports Network. She does the... she's so
Dana
hot.
Jacobson?
No, not her. That's Hammer Time. No, man. She's so smoking, dude. I can't remember her name. She does sidelines college stuff for CBS as well. She's so smoking, man.
No idea.
Tracy Wolfson?
No, Tracy Wolfson. No, Mike.
Right, okay. She's too. Tracy Wolfson's too, like,
Allie. Allie.
McBeal.
No, Allie
Sheedy.
Something.
Allie LaForce.
Allie LaForce.
Yeah.
Thank you, Allie LaForce.
Oh, my
She's
God.
She's smoking broad hot.
She's dirty.
You got to talk about
yeah,
her.
Yeah, exactly. Force.
Hey, are you ready for our
Force.
Bit?
Yeah.
Hey, you know who so was gonna... on, by the way, that won't be hard to pull off.
I don't
the,
think so. We got... The, people gathering around, taking photos,
this season
which
of,
I'm used to.
This season of Justified has the mom from Step Brothers on it now, the Mary
Steenburgen. Oh, yeah.
Mary Steenburgen,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I like her.
Yeah.
She's this the best chick? Ever.
Yeah. Mary Steenburgen?
Yeah, I like that.
Although in that movie,
she looks, yeah.
that Las Vegas with Morgan Freeman and what's his name? The one who got cancer
Mary
from during his...
Richard
Michael
Rose.
Douglas? To his woman. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She didn't look that good.
That's how he remembers Michael Douglas.
Yeah. I couldn't think of his
one
name.
One of the greatest actors of all time. The guy that got cancer for doing that to his wife.
From, I couldn't think of his name.
Going
yeah, she
there.
Didn't look that hot in that movie, although I do
Well, I don't
like
want to see it then.
Yo, Michael Douglas' son was slanging that yay. That's what he was doing. You look Michael Douglas' son and you're slanging the yay.
So we were gonna do a bit where we walk... kid around and book him on various stations so he can promote regonk.com.
Hey, I'm staying, but how about I'm staying an extra day, so you know what I'm saying.
Are
you
cool?
It doesn't have to be today, man.
It's tonight.
Oh, you're.
I'm feeling like I'm going to the place that my shirt says and get some
some more. You're going back in?
I just noticed. Why are you wearing a Marley shirt? Did you just go in there and eat? And they gave you a T-shirt?
I ate there yesterday.
And you're already wearing the shirt.
Yeah, when y'all messed my pass up yesterday. I needed to you know, regurgitate myself. So yeah, I went over there. Matter of fact, my man over there, AJ, the manager and one of the partners there, actually, was kind enough to give me
nice.
Some swag.
That's good.
You know what I'm just saying? Earning himself. Hey,
just what you need, kid. A free T-shirt.
Yeah, I will rock this one though. And you know what? It was really cool over there. They actually played like really cool music over there, and the waitresses are hot too. So,
hey, do you know what Jay's party's called?
Free meals.
What's the Jay Glazer party?
Oh yeah. No, it's called Glazer Palooza.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I looked at the thing. No, Jay's my man. Jay and I frequent the same bar in West Hollywood, and I bumped into him yesterday on the street. He was like, "Yo, let me tell you a little party's at." I was like, "Yeah, let's go." But let me tell you, Jake Glazer party gonna have some bitches. That's all you know about that. That's all you know. Three words: bitches, bitches, and bitches.
You're gonna come out of there with Jake Glazer donut face.
That's right. Hey, Glazer's breaking. He's got scoops. I don't know how he does it. That dude got scoops.
Yeah.
He be scooping. He's the one that told you they get ready to run a plunger up some ballroom attendant in New England.
Ballroom attendant.
All right, so if you sent... Hold on, Mino. If you sent your local P1 birthday, we'll get it for you tomorrow. So if you're sitting there...
Sorry, guys. Sorry, P1.
Your whole party is based around this moment.
That's right.
We'll fix it tomorrow.
Hey, that was a nice picture. I saw the picture you got. You put up that picture? That was a really nice picture.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, that was before the... Before the
debacle. The kid looks so normal.
Before the debacle.
No marks on your face.
Yeah, there was one more. Yeah, there was one more with the four of us, but kid was lying on the floor in the background.
I did a straight Allenby.
All right, kid. We're gone.
Kid's going Allenby.
We're gone to you.
We're gone.
4, 3, right. So, 2, and
so then,
you're done.
That means we're done. Now we're
what are we doing?
Shut it down!
Jeez,
let's go home!
Tomorrow.